BFBS, the Forces Station, wherever you join us from around the Forces world, or indeed right across the UK. It's great to have you on board today. Now, a letter will soon be reaching all of our Forces family in regard to the COVID-19 pandemic from the CEO of Defence People at the Ministry of Defence. Now, Director of Armed Forces People Policy, Helen Helliwell, joins me now. How are you today, Helen?
Hi, I'm really good, thank you. It's a beautiful sunny day outside from where I am.
Absolutely, and I hope it's lovely and sunny wherever you are. Now, Helen, let's get into this. What's the underlying message to our Forces families?
So I think, firstly, it's a huge thank you for all their support to our service personnel. We know we ask a lot of our families at times like these, and I think this operation is particularly slightly different, isn't it? Because it's different to the large scales ones that we've been involved in overseas. And as a nation, we're very much in it together. And the military have much more of a supporting role to the NHS and the wider national effort. But nevertheless, it's really important that our families support our serving personnel as we work our way through this. And also really aware that some family members are going to be key workers too. So their role may actually take precedence this time over somebody that is serving. So we're very conscious of that. So we know it's just hugely difficult for families, and the impact of this is going to be unique to each one. So we're doing whatever we can here from Defence to make this period a bit easier for people.
Yes, I'm hearing it time and time again, people feeling quite discombobulated because it's happening on our doorstep. Now, what do you think are the particular challenges for Forces families at this time?
Well, I suspect there's quite a lot of uncertainty, particularly as to the role that families, loved ones may be performing for the military and what that means for wider family members. As I mentioned, some family members are going to be key workers themselves, and so their role may take priority over serving members, and commanders are being asked to recognise that. I also think that Forces families rely on that wider network of family support, particularly for childcare or caring responsibilities. So again, commanders are taking that into account, particularly single families, those that are dual serving, or those whose partner is a key worker. And then there's some things that are particular to the armed forces as well. The impact of assignment freezes is just going to be uncertainty for people. But having said all that, I think Forces families are so well equipped to deal with these challenges too. There's a fantastic support network out there for them.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're a mum, you're working from home at this time as well. So how have you adapted, Helen?
Well, crikey, it's been a steep learning curve, and still is. So mine are 10 and 7, so the first couple of weeks of homeschooling, whilst trying to keep up with a busy work schedule, and my husband also works for the government, so that was pretty tricky, and there were probably some emotional moments. I remember being on multiple conference calls and trying to respond to emails with silly deadlines and having an upset child because I couldn't do the maths homework.
Oh,
so
no.
You just have to learn to deheat the programme a bit, I think. So I've put in proper break times throughout the day where the kids know that I can be around and chat to them, give them a bit of structure for the day, which they don't have to follow. It doesn't matter if they don't get the schoolwork done. I think teachers will do a fantastic job when they do get back to school.
Yes.
And just to remember that it's difficult for the kids too. They enjoy being out with their friends and out and about. So I've definitely been exploiting the tech, so getting them to dial in with their friends. Obviously they're that age where they can do that, but roping in the grandparents to do Skype calls and meetings and all that kind of stuff. So I think it's just, you know, you've got to know that this period will come to an end, and I want to be in a position where we remember some fun times as well.
Yes, yeah, well, it sounds like you're doing a very good job spinning all those plates, that's for sure. But there is lots and lots of help out there available for our families that, you know, maybe they are feeling the pinch and maybe they're struggling, not just emotionally, but also financially.
Yeah, absolutely. We recognise that. And it's worth looking at the Chief Defence Personnel's letter, which is up on the FAMFED websites and which people should have received, which has got some really useful tips on maintaining financial resilience. We work with 3 credit unions as well, which make up the Joining Forces Credit Union, and they offer service personnel emergency short-term loans of up to £500 without the need for a credit check. In most cases, it's paid within 24 hours. And of course, they also provide larger amounts at preferential interest rates where payments are deducted directly from salary. But obviously, that's a personal choice, and these are loans, so they do need to be paid back. So obviously, people need to take all due care when thinking about that. But the services are still offering a comprehensive welfare support package, with the Hives providing the focal point for information. And there's lots of advice and guidance through Hives that are up on the FAMFEDS websites. I've had a look at all 3 FAMFEDS websites, and they've all got dedicated COVID sections. We'd have got all the guidance that we've been issuing to them on there. So I do urge people to use those official forums to get the latest too.
Okay, Helen. And what about for people that don't have access to ModNet and all that sort of stuff?
Yes, we know that applies to a lot of our serving people. So we encourage them to sign up to Defence Connect, which you can download on a personal device like your phone, and you can access a lot of the MOD information, the DefenceNet information on there, as well as a whole suite of other kind of personal admin tools.
Okay, excellent. And sticking with support for the minute, Helen, I mean, what is available to those who are unwell or have indeed been admitted to hospital?
Well, we've got the usual single service welfare organisations who work with our contracted partner, which is the Defence Medical Welfare Service. So they provide a hospital bed welfare support in locations across the UK, including Northern Ireland and overseas in Cyprus. So they have trained welfare officers that are on standby to support people. But as usual, through the single service command welfare organisations to start with.
Okay. Now, every single day we wake up and it's a different piece of information to absorb. So will there be regular updates?
Yes, they are, and that's how we're using the FAMFEDs and HIVES too. So as things on allowances or schooling or accommodation or moves change, we're putting all of that out on the website for families to look at. So do please regularly go and have a look at that.
Why was it important for you to reach out to our families with this letter?
So CDP recognises that we have a really clear duty of care to provide to our families, and we want to provide some really clear and consistent communication. One of the downsides of social media is often that there is misinformation out there, so we wanted to write directly to families to set out what we were doing and to provide some specific advice in light of COVID. And we just obviously know that families are going to be concerned, as are people across the country, on the impact coronavirus is going to have on family life. So we wanted to address that, to listen, to hear what families' concerns were, and to see what we could do to make things better.
Excellent stuff. Now, balancing all of those spinning plates that you have, I mean, you've already told us you've had the grandparents involved with a few Skype calls, and you've got the kids doing some workouts, presumably, and all that stuff. But what are your kids really enjoying at the minute, Helen?
It's a mixture, I think. I think sometimes they love, you know, we're lucky that to have a garden. I know not everybody has outdoor space, but we're really lucky they've been able to be outside. And I think we're still probably at the stage, we're only kind of week three into self-isolation here. So I think it's still probably a bit novel for them. I don't think it will feel that way in a few more weeks' time. So it's just making sure we constantly adapt and keep it fun and, yeah, just keeping them busy, but not overly busy, letting them do some fun stuff too. And obviously, I think they like just having mum and dad around in the house a bit more. So all a bit unusual for them. A few emotional moments, but we're still quite early in, I think.
Well, it sounds like they're going to have some really lovely memories of this very tricky time. So that's great. Now, Helen, there are troops listening right around the Forces world, lots of Forces families. What is the key information you would like them to take away from our chat today?
So I guess as ever, we get through this by working together, don't we? And looking out for one another. There will come a point where this stops. So keep in touch with each other. Look out for each other. That's what the Forces are fantastic at doing. And I just urge regularly visiting the FAMFED websites for up-to-date information. And obviously, we need to all protect the NHS by following the latest government advice, which is currently to stay at home to save lives.
Absolutely. Director of Armed Forces People Policy, Helen Helliwell, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you very much.